The federal government is in a fiscal vice again. Defense, Interior, Transportation, Treasury, and Agriculture Departments and the Postal Service all technically out of money because the House unexpectedly turned down a compromise spending bill.
The vote was going to be very close. It wasn't even close. We got murdered.
Representative Silvio Conti of Massachusetts, who says efforts to remedy the situation will be undertaken quickly.
It would be a tragedy not pass that resolution that's been worked on now for weeks. So we will try to regroup and retrench ourselves and hopefully be successful.
Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts explains why he voted with the majority against the spending measure.
It shows the depth of the anger on the part of a lot of Democrats who have cooperated in reducing housing programs, in reducing public transportation, in reducing programs for the needy elderly, and cutting back on programs for daycare for working women, who said, wait a minute, after all that we've done, you're now going to turn around and tell us, but we'll still have the $500 toilet seats and MX missiles for which we've already decided there's no need. We will not take it anymore.
Even though the spending bill is in trouble, presidential arm twisting seems to have won a reprieve for the stalled tax reform measure. Here's Gary Schuster at the White House.
President Reagan apparently was successful in his bid to convince at least 50 House Republicans to vote for tax reform. Mr. Reagan called House Speaker O'Neill last night to tell him he had rounded up the minimum number of Republicans O'Neill said he needed to pass the measure. White House officials say that the 50 votes are solid enough that even if a vote on a rule change to allow Republicans to amend the Democratic version of tax reform fails, they can be counted on. The administration says it's now up to O'Neill to provide the Democratic support to pass the legislation. If nothing else, the fact the president won the assurance of the number of Republican votes O'Neill says he needed for tax reform passage saves him from being blamed for defeat of his number one legislative priority. With more on the story, here's Ike Pappas on Capitol Hill.
The House Rules Committee late last night breathed new life into the tax reform bill, voting to bring it back to the floor later today for debate. A final vote is expected to follow that debate, and it should be close. But Dan Rostenkowski, chairman of the Democratic-dominated House Ways and Means Committee, which drafted the tax reform legislation, is hopeful of passage.
You're looking at a natural-born optimist. This bill has had the last rites on so many occasions. I'm hoping that one day we'll see the resurrection.
It was President Reagan's trip to Capitol Hill yesterday that broke the tax reform deadlock within his own party and opened the way for the tax reform bill to be rejuvenated. The president doesn't like the tax reform bill in its present form and hopes it will be sufficiently changed in the Republican-controlled Senate to permit him to sign it. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Capitol Hill.